You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Chandra Gupta, director of a short-term rental site, worldescape.com, that is designed for anyone who is tired of costly hotels, extra expenses, high-priced minibars, and inflexible check-in and check-out times. World Escape offers a short-term vacation rental, home-away-from-home accommodations with a good old-fashioned value. Chandra, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome, Chandra. So tell us, when did you join World Escape and how has it grown since then?
It's actually a really interesting story how I got to be involved in the company. I was a customer and I was traveling with my husband and at that time my young daughter. And we were coming over from the United States and we were looking for a place to stay in Amsterdam while we were visiting. And this was back in 2001 where e-commerce was just getting started, you know, and the whole kind of idea of renting a vacation rental at all was not as popular as it is today. And I just really wanted to be able to do laundry. So I started looking for a place where I'd be able to do laundry and I got to Amsterdam Stay, which was the original company that World Escape kind of stemmed from. And we had such an amazing stay that we ended up going back. We rented an apartment from them and then we had such a fantastic stay that we ended up going back for a longer stay of about a month. And over that month period, you know, we got to know the kind of the owners of the company and the original management team, and it just really evolved very organically that I was based in New York, and New York was a really emerging market for vacation rentals. So we kind of started talking about how we could do things together and maybe bring this concept to the United States. And like I said, really organically, it just evolved, and we opened up an office in New York. And then from New York, we started to grow more, and the rest is kind of history.
That's quite exciting, I might add, as well. Now, how many properties in how many cities does World Escape currently offer its customers?
So, right now, World Escape is sort of just getting started with the actual site. In about 2005, we were operating multiple smaller city sites, and we really noticed that, you know, we would going global was probably a better way for us to reach our customer base. And so we launched World Escape, but we were so busy on the individual city sites that we kind of left the World Escape site dormant for about 10 years. And we relaunched it last November. And since then, we've just watched it rocket up in organic rankings. I mean, it was even surprising to us. So pretty soon we'll have about 10,000 properties up. And by New Year, we expect that to rise to 50,000. We're shooting for 200,000, but that depends on whether we can get all the channel management kind of companies lined up. And so for right now, you know, between 10,000 and we hope by year's end, 50,000 will be up.
Great projection there. Now, how is the World Escape business model different from that of its competitors, such as Airbnb?
So really, one of the things that we focus on at World Escape is customer service, and that's, I think, for us, the most important thing, you know, just that the customer is really, the customer is king. And as a family-owned and operated business, we feel like we're really in a unique position to provide kind of boutique services that are more oriented towards the customer and their experience throughout the whole process from the inquiry to the checkout. We develop relationships with the owners that list with us. We don't accept everyone that wants to put a property on the site. We really talk to the owners. We get to know about them. We do our best to match guests with property managers or owners that they would work well together. We don't charge the entire balance up front, which is very different from a lot of the peer sites that we have. Only a percentage is paid to us to secure the reservation. And then the Airbnb model, for example, you pay the entire balance up front, and then that payment would be released to the owner. With our system, you pay the small percentage, and then the balance due is paid at the time of arrival in most cases, or a small percentage would be paid in addition to the owner directly, and then on arrival, the client would pay the remaining balance. And that really puts control back to the guest. You know, it's saying, first of all, you don't need to shell out, you know, a couple of $1,000 for a holiday that you're planning in 6 months, which allows people to plan more liberally. It means that I don't have to take my budget now and say, you know, I'm going to shell out all this money and it's just going to sit in an escrow account. This really allows people to say, well, I'm going to start to save for this holiday. I'm going to make my plans and I'm going to think it through and have the money available. And I think that that's a really important thing. I know for me as a guest, you know, having the owner pay the fees, the guests don't pay fees on our site. So when guests book with us, they're just putting the percentage down. They're not paying, you know, any kind of hidden fees. And really, again, having access to real people on the phone and the live chat. Every time a client contacts us, it doesn't matter what time it is. And in today's marketplace, having a real human being is just such an important thing. When you're on the other side of the world and you're trying to navigate a city that you know very little or nothing about, even if you know a lot about it, having someone on the other end of the line that is specializing in this, and this is what they do, and they can guide you through it and, you know, be there for you. And a lot of times when people are traveling, they do have special needs, whether it's, you know, I'm traveling with my 80-year-old mother and I can't be in a building with a, you know, staircase, or something small like, I'm afraid of heights and I don't want there to be a window in the bedroom I sleep in. You know, being able to really talk to a person and say, well, I see a picture of this place and it looks like it might be right for me, but what do you think? You know, do you think it's right for me? Let me tell you about myself. So being able to get to know people is customer service for us. And, you know, the customer service, again, is the most important thing. No matter how fantastic and technical your website is, if you can't reach a real person on the other end of the line, it's just not going to be the same experience. And so that's where we really feel like coming at it from that angle, from the customer service angle, is just the most important thing for us.
Today we're joined by Chandra Gupta, director of a short-term rental site, worldescape.com, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Chandra, how does this business model allow you to better serve your customers and ultimately remain successful?
I mean, again, having a responsive point of contact that you can reach 24/7 with anything from questions about your booking to suggestions for places to eat and shop and explore, that's an invaluable resource. You know, customer service being our big advantage and being able to call anytime and get through to a real person and not a recording. We also have a really amazing feature, a live chat feature that you can come on, you can talk to the person in real time. And then if you want, you can even call them while you're chatting with them. And you know, most companies, I just feel like most companies really fall short on the humanistic side of business. And we really enjoy being able to say that we're not one of them. You know, we really keep the customer as the focus the whole time. And for us, I mean, ultimately, that's the way to remain successful, is by continuing to communicate with the people that you serve and remembering that you're in a service-based business. So serving your community and keeping in touch with them, for us, would be the way that we would be able to remain successful. And listening to feedback also. You know, when people have something to say, whether it's good or bad, you have to listen to it, because that's how you grow. And especially when you're dealing with a business where a lot of times, you know, it's the holiday of a lifetime that people are planning. It's something that maybe they'll never experience again. You want it to go off without a hitch, and you want to make sure that if there is something that happens, you are available to them all the time. And so, again, customer service, it's all about service.
Well, tell us lastly, what plans does World Escape have for the future?
Well, we have a bunch of plans for the future. Obviously, you know, continuing to grow and develop our business and add more properties and add more features to the site. We also have in the works a very interesting kind of industry-changing idea that we've been toying around with. And it's really set to, if it works well, it will definitely be something that changes the way that all vacation rental businesses work. And we've seen this concept kind of happening in other industries, and we've been looking towards it and saying, well, there are things that are going on in our industry now that perhaps in order to make the customer more involved, there are other things that we can do. So we've definitely been working on those things. I don't want to say too much about it because we're still in the beginning planning stages. But I would say as far as, you know, what we've got going on right now, just really continuing to use emerging technology to reach our customers in a way where there, it's not just, you know, tweeting and emailing, really just getting and talking to people, keeping them talking and getting them talking to us, giving them feedback and communicating. And those things are really, you know, what we want to focus for the future on helping us to grow. And the more listings that we add, the more owners we work with, the more we learn about the industry, the more our clients learn about the industry, and the more we create a sharing network, the more we hope to grow.
Well, Chandra, it certainly has been great to hear more about World Escape and its offerings in the travel industry. Folks, it's worldescape.com. Chandra, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for your time as well. Check it out, guys, worldescape.com. We look forward to hosting you.
We've been speaking with Chandra Gupta, director of a short-term rental site, worldescape.com, that is designed for anyone who is tired of costly hotels, extra expenses, high-priced mini bars, and inflexible check-in and check-out times. World Escape offers short-term vacation rentals, home away from home accommodations with good old-fashioned value. And once again, the website of reference is worldescape.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.